profit margin is unassailable. Our productivity is absolutely as good as any steel mill in Europe or America.
Carnegie's steel empire is expanding at a staggering rate. In just 2 years, profits have doubled.
All right, this way, sir, and I'll show you the rest.
By ramping up production, Carnegie and Frick are able to use the proceeds to buy competitors throughout Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Carnegie demonstrated that if you're the first, whatever you do, you have a huge advantage over the people who come along later because you've got the jump on them, and very often that jump allows you to carve a niche and to maximize your profits within that niche.
Carnegie's personal fortune is skyrocketing. His net worth is now upwards of $3.5 billion in today's money. His decision to hire Henry Frick looks like a stroke of genius. Through intimidation and fear, Frick renegotiates favorable contracts with suppliers and eliminates unnecessary expenses while upping production.